This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
It's time to play. Don't play for yourself, play for your country. It's all about attitude. We need that American swag.
It's when I go home and face elimination.
We need juice, but we need controlled emotion. It's all the little moments that will create one big, huge moment.
Let's go!
Let's go make our country proud.
A stage where a legend can be made.
Four Nations final tonight, Canada, U.S., and obviously a lot of intrigue as it pertains to the rosters for both, but eventually that dust settles and it becomes more than just the individuals on the roster. I'm still awaiting to see who Russia is going to play in the actual championship game, but you know,
Russia lost. They lost in the prelims.
They lost their rights for sure, based on, you know, the sanctions against them. But yeah, I mean, this is Canada, U.S. This is the capper of the Four Nations, and we'll see if somewhere down the road we get back to all countries involved. But tonight it's Canada, USA.
Yeah. So Duffer, on last Saturday when Canada and USA played what was their second game of the Four Nations face-off. I was at the Bandits game, but where I was sitting in the 300s, second row, right on the what would be the blue line, I had a perfect view to the press box. And in one of the, you know, press box room, either the officials room, they had Canada-USA game on. So it was kind of funny because as my son's phone was going off with, hey, there's fights, like three fights in the first 9 seconds, we could see on the TV that was on ESPN Saturday night, basically the fights happening and all of that. I can guarantee you that's not the way the game's going to start tonight. Like, the game is not going to start, number one, because Matthew Tkachuk is banged up. Brady Tkachuk is banged up. There's some injuries on the U.S. side. And number two, those were Tkachuk, Miller, Hagel, Bennett, Pareko. Like, they don't want to sit 5 minutes at the start of the game. They don't want to miss any of that action. So I think there's going to be really a lot of intensity. I think it's going to be go, go, go right at the drop of the puck. But I don't think we're going to see three fights in 9 seconds. I don't think that that's what either coach would want to see going into a one-game winner-takes-all type of situation tonight for the Four Nations Cup or whatever they call it.
Well, not that it matters now, but I mean, like, if you're saying that it's not going to happen tonight, then my question would be, why did it happen last game and was it necessary? And like, but honestly, I really don't even care about that. Like, it's more like, what did you feel about it? So
what I felt about it was okay. I mean, I felt like it was somewhat organic. It wasn't two coaches sending their fourth line on the ice and saying, okay, we're going to have fights right away. Right?
Hasn't the text thread shown that it was not organic?
Well, that's what it is. Somewhat organic, I'm saying, is that, look, they were talking, like Matthew Brady, JT Miller, there was a text thread that they were talking, hey, like, what if we start the game and you know, drop the gloves? And you still have to have a willing combatant. And it was still, I felt, Matthew Tkachuk and Brendan Hagel, two guys that played the game hard. They could have dropped the puck or not dropped the puck. It wasn't, you know, for lack of a better usage back in the days, like Eric Bolton lining up against Cam Janssen at the start of the game and knowing that, okay, these two are going to go. Like the coaches kind of put their rosters up there and they're going to fight. So it wasn't like that. I feel like Brady Tkachuk and Sam Bennett was a little bit more like, okay, well, MOFO, right? Is a FOMO, fear of missing out, right? They were like, we have FOMO. We want to get in on this action of fighting.
And then honestly, I would have cared more about it if Matthew fought his teammate Sam Bennett. But instead, he let his brother do it. So is it real? Or like, I'm serious. Like, I'm trying to just not be a bandwagoner here. I'm trying to actually... Yeah. Assess this. So, but whatever. Maybe I.
But the
just
one that was real, the one that was real, I feel, was the third one. Like when JT Miller and Colton Parayko went at it, like it was after an actual shot on goal, you know, a scrum in front of the net, and they're pushing at each other. And JT Miller should never fight Colton Parayko. If it was like, hey, I remember back in juniors, Duffer, like we would drive 2 hours to our bus, right, and five or six guys on the bus would be like, Duffer, who do you got? You want to fight Mark? Okay, I'll fight Steve. And then Jimmy's going to fight Joe. And I don't think JT Miller would pick Colton Parayko. And he got absolutely fed his lunch, right, in the fight. So I felt like that one was maybe more organic in the way that happened, although JT Miller probably wanted to get in a fight at any cost. But it's not going to happen tonight. And you know, maybe people are like, that would be a great start to the game. Yeah, maybe that would be a great start to the game. Everybody would be on their feet and going crazy in Boston, but it's not going to happen. It happened Saturday night. There was a lot of emotions in the air. It's the first time that Canada, USA played in what seems like forever. It was 9 years ago when the World Cup happened. It was, you know, 15 years ago when the Olympic, actually not 15, 11 years ago when the last Olympics happened. So I felt like, okay, it started the game in a fun, emotional, intense way. But it's not going to happen tonight. And the injuries most likely are the ones that are going to, you know, hold everybody back because Team USA is pretty banged up.
Well, I mean, that's impossible to know. I would assume a lot of guys, I mean, if they're playing, there should be no holdbacks here.
There shouldn't be no holdbacks, but I mean,
if they're like, truly, yeah, like, if they're playing, there's no holdbacks. So if somebody wants to fight, they're going to fight, right? Like,
yes, but I think they're going to be a little bit more careful, and that's fine. That would be the same way if you are in the Stanley Cup final as any team in the NHL and you're going on 75-80% and you don't want to go out of your way to put yourself in harm's way to get hurt more. Like if there's a puck in the corner and you got to go against, you know, Matthew Tkachuk is going to go against Drew Doughty, they're going to go hard and they're going to hit each other and that's going to be fine. But they're not going to look at each other on a face-off and say, hey, you want to drop the gloves? I just don't see it happening. But I think it's going to be very intense.
Yeah. Well, okay. It wasn't about the fighting to me. It sounded like some guys would be, you know, apprehensive to go into that exact situation you're talking about. But again, anybody who's in the lineup to me is 100% full health. And then all the NHL teams that have players are going to miss out on all these guys in the next few weeks when they're not ready after this tournament.
There's going to be some
and
guys
unfortunately,
that
Shea Theodore and Charlie McAvoy are already part of that.
Yeah, there's so. Going to be some guys that are going to come back banged up. And there is that's the chances that everybody was willing to take. And I get it. Teams are, you know, hesitant to say, hey, yeah, we're going to have a tournament in February, but the league and the players overall want, they want that. They want that, and they want that moving forward with the Olympics and the World Cup, and every couple of years you're going to see it. Does it hurt the Boston Bruins right now? 100%. Does it hurt the, you know, Vegas Golden Knights? 100%. You know, Shea Theodore is going to miss weeks. Charlie McAvoy couldn't miss the rest of the year. We don't know. You know, he hurt his shoulder, and Boston did not like the way that Team USA managed the situation with his injury, and he ends up in the hospital with an infection that stems from, you know, the injury, and who knows what's going to happen. He may have to get surgery again. He may have to just be on antibiotics for, you know, the next 2 months and not being able to play. We don't know enough about Charlie McAvoy, but Boston is in a playoff fight for the next 30 games or so, and they may not have their best defenseman. It does hurt, and it hurts Team USA for tonight. The best defenseman for Team USA probably was Quinn Hughes. Well, he wasn't available for the tournament, and now they lost their second best defenseman in Charlie McAvoy. Now, I get Zach Werenski's really good, but that's two big pieces that Team USA is losing in that matchup.
Right, and Canada doesn't have Theodore.
Canada does have Theodore, but they do have, but they do have Kale McCarr. They do have Devontae, who's his regular partner. I feel that, you know, just even with those two, you're looking at it, McCarr versus who, right? Adam Fox is okay, but he's not at the level that McCarr is, or Quinn Hughes and Charlie McAvoy would be, in different ways. You know, that hit McAvoy on Connor McDavid, was it a game changer? No, but what it showed me is that Team USA wasn't going to back off. They weren't going to back off and allow McKinnon and McDavid and those guys to have a lot of speed. They were going to play them tight. And now you don't have McAvoy for this game. So your group of six on the back end ends up being Jacob Slavin, Brock Faber, Zach Werenski, Jake Sanderson, who was added late, Noah Hanifin, and Adam Fox. It's not the same thing. If you had Hughes and McCarr, it would be a total different situation.
Hughes and McAvoy. Right?
McAvoy, not McCarr. McAvoy, yeah. I'm mixing Canada, USA. I've got two passports. So I'm mixing them all up.
I honestly, like, based on the amount of, I don't even know if it's like really worthy of going into who has the edge in, like, obviously statistically and, well, no, not even trophy wise, because Binnington wins that because he won the Stanley Cup. Like,
yeah,
so. Yeah, like I don't see any point to going, well, who's going to win the goaltending battle? There are two goalies. There's always two goalies on the ice. One of them's going to lose, and if one of them lets in two and one lets in one, it doesn't put anybody higher on the pedestal.
It, like, could be a tie in the goalie battle, but you still lose the game. But
exactly.
I mean, if you look at Hellebuck versus Binnington, I think that if you had to do check mark, like pregame check mark, you're going to give Hellebuck the check mark. Probably.
But it literally means nothing. That's why I'm hesitant to ask the question.
Exactly.
Yeah,
because it's going to be played on the ice. And it could, Hellebuck could give up a bad goal early in the game. And all of a sudden, it's 1-0 all the way till the end. And you're like, wait, did Team USA test Binnington? Maybe they don't. Maybe the defense on Canada is good enough. Look, Austin Matthews. Has been that defensive centerman for Team USA. He's not been the one that has led offensively. Jake Guentzel has 3 goals, and Brady and Matthew Tkachuk in game one against Finland, like, blew it up, and Jack Eichel has been really good. Werenski's got 5 assists. Like, but Austin Matthews is a 69 goal scorer in the NHL, and what he's doing with Team USA is being a good defensive forward, a good defensive center, a physical center. So, at any moment, Austin Matthews could explode and score 3, but it could be the same thing with Crosby or McKinnon or McDavid, or all of a sudden it could be a 1-0 game because everybody wants to play good defensively. You have no idea what it's going to look like tonight.
Well,
and that's why the betting line, by the way, Duffer, is literally straight across the board, money line, even. It's -110 Canada, -110 USA. It's like, flip a coin, because there's no way to handicap this and saying which team is better, which team is the underdog. Like, there's no way of of labeling any of those two teams.
What was the line in 98, 02, 06, 2010, and 2014?
I didn't have an app on my phone back then, so I have no idea. I would think Canada was probably favored in the 96 World Cup when Team USA won with Mike Richter and Paddy LaFontaine and those guys. 98, I can tell you that Czech Republic was definitely not favored to win the gold. And neither was Sweden when they won in 06. So, the underdog have had their good luck, but there's no underdog in this game tonight.
Right. Obviously, television ratings have been a talking point, and they will be, as you would expect, significantly large. Again tonight, I'm assuming the internal question within those who work for the league, directly and or are partners of the league, is how do we get this to translate moving forward? Because just within the last 2 weeks before the league hit pause, there were unflattering stories as they pertained to television ratings. So, okay, you have a window where it skyrockets, which is cool, but I don't know what that ultimately means moving forward. Look, what does it mean? What do you think it means moving forward?
I think, well, first off, I think it would carry a little momentum, but I feel like the league has to, it wasn't so much the league or the Players Association building up the players in the tournament. And really, did anybody, I did, but was there a lot of people watching Sweden-Finland Saturday at 1 p.m.? It was all about the Saturday night game, 8 p.m., Canada-USA, right? That's what it was all about. And I think what happened is you can tell that the product on the ice and the intensity and the engagement and the physicality, but also the speed and the skills that was displayed to a certain extent, that's what makes people want to watch. That's what sells the viewer. I think you've got to continue to think that how do we make our game, display skills, display the stars, be able to sell that and market that. I think it's going to have a little carryover, but everybody's got to do a better job of selling what they've got. And right now, we're going to have playoff races. Try to sell the playoff races as much as you can, because that's what is going to keep people hooked all the way to the end.
So what does that mean when, in your opinion, when you're saying, to sell X, Y, Z? I mean, every network has been running promos for playoffs every year in the history of television. So, what has to change? I'm not convinced. It's funny. When you were talking about Saturday night and what the draw was, it actually made me think that...
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
You know what? Finland and Sweden probably shouldn't have been invited to this. They should have just made it a best of five Canada-US series.
Because that's
honestly what North American television wants.
Yes. That's not a bad idea because they do that with the women's game. And we talked to Tessa yesterday.
But they do it with the women's game because the rest of the world hasn't had the population and sheer registration numbers.
Yes.
To get all the countries up to that level. We know that not to be true with hockey because it's been global forever, which is why the NHL has been ahead of all the other major sports with its global participation.
That's why Canada's 80% like Canadian players in the league is down to 40% because it is US rising and Russia and every other country rising over the last 30, 40 years.
Right. But, and I don't want to go the exclusion route, which is why I made the snide comment about Russia and could have made it about the six other countries that house some of the top players in the NHL who didn't get to play in this best on best. But if we're being real here, I think television in North America only would want Canada, USA, best of five.
I can't disagree with that. I think that if you had said we're going to have a game last Wednesday night, Thursday night, Saturday night, Monday night, and Thursday night, which is the 5 days that the four nations face off at games on, right? Mm-hmm. It was Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday, Monday, Thursday. If you did a Canada-USA game every one of those nights and you said, we're going to do a best of five, I think the ratings would have been just like Saturday night, probably to a certain extent, every single one of them, as long as what's on the ice gives you a reason to watch. And for me, why are people watching? One, they want to see action. And two, they want to know that their team is competing for the ultimate goal, to win the Stanley Cup, to be in the playoffs, to make the playoffs and then have. So, you know, the one thing that I'm looking at when I look at the standings, and I know because they did the 3-2-1 point system in this tournament, which actually made a big difference because we'd have had, you know, Finland, Canada, Sweden probably tied with the way the points were end up. But I'm looking at it and I'm saying, can we do a play-in, right? And I know a lot of people are going to say, what? But if the Sabres, for example, instead of being 12 points out of a playoff spot, were 8 points out of a playoff spot, or at least a play-in, right? You have 7, 8, 9, and 10 play-in, a one game, a best out of three in one city for the last two spots. Now you have more teams, even more engaged and more looking at how do you get in. Maybe that draws more viewership regionally, knowing that, okay, well, out west right now, we probably think that the 8 teams in are going to make the playoffs. But how do you get people in Anaheim and Seattle and in St. Louis to think that you have a chance at getting in the playoffs? Well, I hate to say it, but you got 32 teams and 16 make the playoffs. Maybe you need to make 20. And we did that after, you know, when we came out of COVID. So maybe that's one way to keep people more engaged or to say, hey, my team is going to be in. I got to stick with them as opposed to say, well, we're out and doesn't matter if I'm watching or not.
I think half the league is more than enough. And it has always been on that side of it in pro sports that it's easier to make it in, not easier. There are more participants in hockey's postseason, save for basketball recently, obviously, has changed it a little. But the point is,
you've always been a big baseball guy, and it used to be four teams, right? And then they kind of went.
Right, and you lived with it because the motto is play better.
Yeah, win the pennant. It was always win the pennant and celebrate that.
Marty, like, unfortunately, the Sabres are a dozen points, like you say. But most of the teams in front of them are a lot closer and aren't sitting here in their market saying, we need a play-in round so we have a better chance. So a lot of them are within 6 points of the playoffs with a third of the season to go. That's more than being within striking distance, in my opinion. I don't think you need to change the playoff format.
In the East, it is. In the West, it's a little bit more, I feel.
Well, you have the three of the biggest bottom feeders were San Jose, Chicago, and Nashville this year.
Yeah.
But Nashville was the highest spender in the offseason and wasn't expected to be there. The other two were recent first overall selections, right? So those are expected. And beyond that, I feel like you've got who you would want in the hunt for the most part.
No, and I'll say this. This is just me talking about, okay, how do I think you may get a little bit more engagement? Like, you know, Sabres play the Rangers on Saturday. We're getting this high right now of Canada-USA and dream matchup tonight, Canada-USA. A lot of Sabres fans, and we're going to get the ratings, and Buffalo's going to be number one in the U.S. in viewership for the Canada-USA game, and always great. Now, I would want to continue to retain that viewership and say, get all on board. Watch Saturday, Sabres-Rangers. It's a big game. And I get that. The answer to that is be better. Don't be, you know, 16th in the Eastern Conference. Be in a playoff spot and have people watch and people jump on board. But I would like it to be a little bit more spread out where there's more organizations, more fan bases that have that feeling that they are in or close to a playoff spot. But that, my wishful thinking of that probably will never happen. As long as Gary Bettman is there, because Gary Bettman doesn't want more than 16 teams in. He wants 8-8, and that's it. He doesn't want 3-2-1 point system. There's a lot that he has been opposed to that the league is going to stay opposed to, and this is one of them. So I'm just kind of spitballing here, but that's really, you know, a moot point because it's not going to happen for a while.
Canada-USA tonight. Amerks won last night. They've got home games tomorrow and Saturday at Blue Cross. Last night it was staunch defensive effort. Like Cleveland, in my opinion, literally had zero chances through the first 45 minutes of the game. Like, I was wondering, how did Cleveland get to where they are in the standings? And then I, you know, flipped my way of thinking to, you know, give credit where it's due, which is to the Amerks, who are the top team in the American Hockey League as of this morning, points-wise, not points percentage-wise, but points-wise. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, when the score did get so favorable for the home side that the only thing that was left from a Cleveland standpoint was to break the shutout, Devin Levi had the response that you were hoping for after being pulled in Sunday's game against Laval. So again, it's not like he was tested, you know, like a barrage in the opening two periods, but the fact that he wasn't tested and then stayed with it and looked his absolute best in the final 10 minutes of the game was nice. And once again, Noah Oslin, who's almost a point a game over the last 16, had another two-goal game, including an empty netter. So
with Levi, he had like 12 shots right after two periods, right? He had like four shots, I think, in the second period. And then in the third, they had 14. So he needed to be sharp. And maybe that was the best thing for him. The team played really well in front of him, saying, hey, let's let him know. We're putting Sunday behind. Like, Sunday was one of those fluky games. Two shots, two goals, four goals, 11 shots, whatever. Like, let's put that behind you. We're going to help you. But he bounced back and played extremely well in the third. So, yeah, you're right. Like, I think that was exactly what you wanted to see out of Levi and out of the Amerks, really, who got Michael Leone kind of has been critical of them of late and some of their inconsistencies in game. Like, that was a consistent 60-minute effort.
So, again, they're home tomorrow and on Saturday. Lots of great promo incentives, including a teddy bear toss this weekend. So check it all out at Amerks.com. And, of course, we're about less than a month away now from the next Sabres Road Crew Party, which won't feature Darren Dreger, but the next segment will. The Road Crew Party will feature Don Edwards, Danny Gare, Jerry Korab, among others, a long list of Sabres alumni. You can learn more about it and get your ticket at Sabres.com/Road Crew. Tickets are just $20. The event is March 7th in Fort Lauderdale. Who doesn't want to be in Lauderdale based on looking out the window today here in Western New York? It's March 7th, 6 p.m., Road Crew Party in Lauderdale. We're back after this.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.